Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more stoic wisdom. Now, before you start picturing us in togas and discussing ancient philosophy like we are some Romans in Persian, let me assure you this is about bringing those timeless principles into our modern world. And today, we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Ever feel like your inner critic is a relentless drill sergeant, constantly pointing out your flaws? You know that feeling when you trip and fall, and instead of offering yourself a kind word, you berate yourself for being clumsy? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? That's not exactly the Stoic way. The Stoics believed in accepting ourselves flaws and all as part of the human experience. It's about acknowledging our mistakes without letting them define us. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Think about it. You wouldn't beat yourself up for spilling coffee on your shirt, right? You'd probably just laugh it off, clean it up, and move on. But somehow, when it comes to our own emotional stumbles, we tend to be way harsher on ourselves. So how do we cultivate this self-compassion and forgiveness? Let's break it down into some key takeaways. 1. Recognize your humanity. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of dwelling on your imperfections, focus on learning from them and growing. Think of it like this. Each mistake is a chance to become a more resilient, wiser version of yourself. 2. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that constantly puts you down? It's time to challenge its negativity. When those critical thoughts pop up, ask yourself, is this really true? Is this helpful? Often, these thoughts are based on fear or insecurity, not facts. Start replacing those negative self-talk with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your strengths. 3. Practice mindfulness. Stoicism is all about being present in the moment. When you're caught up in regretting the past or worrying about the future, you're missing out on the beauty of now. Practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply taking a few moments each day to appreciate the simple things around you. This helps bring your focus back to the present and allows you to respond to situations with more clarity and compassion. 4. Show yourself kindness. Treat yourself as you would treat a loved one who's struggling. Offer words of encouragement, support, and understanding. Forgive yourself for past mistakes and give yourself permission to learn and grow from them. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being self-indulgent, it's about acknowledging your humanness and treating yourself with the same care and respect you deserve. 5. Embrace imperfection. Let go of the need to be perfect. Striving for perfection is often a recipe for disappointment and self-criticism. Instead, focus on doing your best in every situation and celebrate your progress along the way. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. So imagine this. You're rushing to work. You spill your coffee all over yourself, and instead of letting that trigger your inner critic, you take a deep breath, chuckle at the absurdity of it all, clean up the mess, and say to yourself, okay, new plan. I got this. That's self-compassion in action. It's about accepting those moments, learning from them, and moving forward with grace and resilience. Remember, cultivating self-compassion is a practice. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are well worth it. By treating yourself with kindness and understanding, you create space for growth, joy, and genuine connection with yourself and others. Alright folks, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all stumble, we all fall, but it's how we get back up that matters. So be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Until next time, keep it stoic, my friends. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little self-compassion boost and leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback helps me create more content that resonates with you. I'll see you in the next episode for another dose of Stoic Wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.